It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
So we're excited to join the show for the first time. Is Letters from AJ,
Padres
to
AJ.
Letters to AJ, yep. Sorry. Padres blogger Dylan
is
with us
here. We're not reading AJ Preller's
diary.
From AJ.
Dear diary, what has happened to my offense?
We still can't hit.
Dear diary.
Sorry, Captain's Dylan. Log, day 69. Still no Grand Slam.
Still no Grand Slam.
Yeah, we both read his Substack. All three of us read the Substack posts regularly, and it's a pleasure to have you on, Dylan. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
So,
I would be interested to read a Substack that is a fan fiction.
From AJ. Yeah.
AJ Preller diary.
It would be the greatest thing of all time. Now, have you actually written any letters to AJ Preller? Because if not, I think that's something I would like you to start doing at some point.
No, never, never directly.
Okay. Indirectly. Your content is brilliant. And I'm going to say this. It's the highest compliment that I can pay. When I read your stuff, I want to quit covering baseball, just so you know. I read it and I go, I've played this game my whole life. I love this game. I watch every game. I know nothing. I know nothing about this game right now. How do you see it through the lens in which you see it through?
I just kind of just drawn like playing baseball my entire life. And it's mostly just writing about what we're talking about on the group chat while we're watching the game.
Yeah.
So there's always something.
Always.
And when it seems like, I don't know, what's the answer to this question that we're ruminating on? There's something about writing that it kind of distills, you know, ideas that might be bouncing around into your head into something that's coherent. So the process of writing really helps you understand whatever you're writing about.
One of the things that I think has been a theme for a lot of Padres fans who cover and follow the team closely is where this team can improve at the trade deadline and why it shouldn't actually be that hard. Do you share that opinion that AJ Preller should have a path to make this team better without giving up a ton in terms of minor league talent?
Yeah, I do. I think you can improve significantly without selling the farm, and that should be the strategy. You know, the farm's important. The future's important. Got some big contracts that are locked up. But the struggles, by now, everybody's pretty familiar with it. It's been tough to get production out of left field, which is typically where you're getting one of your most productive bats in the lineup. And the catching situation, you know, whatever value is being brought through leadership, through pitch management, it just seems like it's outweighed by the struggles on the offensive side, which have been, they've been profound. You look at the struggles more recently with runners in scoring position. If you actually tally the at-bats by, you know, we'll call it like the starter cohort, Cronenworth, Tatis, Sheets, Arise, Machado, Merrill, Bogarts, they've gotten 481 at-bats with runners in scoring position this year. That's about two-thirds of the at-bats for the whole team. That's what you'd expect. But you've got a long cohort of Bryce Johnson, Jason Hayward, Brandon Lockridge, Tyler Wade, Jose Iglesias, Oscar Gonzalez, Yuli Gurriel, Diaz, Campusano, Maldonado, Joe, McCoy, Ornelas, Brooks. They've gotten the other third of your at-bats, and that is where profound struggles have happened with runners in scoring position. They've hit 183 collectively. And if you just consider how much more production would have come from that second cohort had they been just average, that's 45 more hits with runners in scoring position. Translate that into, you know, however many extra runs. You think we could have had a better record with 45 more extra runs this year?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it.
60 more runs instead of a plus 4 run differential, plus 64. That's at least five or six more wins, probably.
Well, yeah, one would think. Yeah, and then you're talking your 14 games over, your 13 games over, 11 games over 500, whatever it may be, and in a much better position. And, you know, you watch this team. We're talking to our pal Dylan, Letters to AJ, writes a brilliant Substack. He's on Twitter as well. Give him a follow and read his stuff. It will make you feel like a moron, because it certainly does for me. But I love the way that you explain things. Can you summarize for our audience, and let's be honest, us as well, who is the right player for Petco Park? It's an age-old debate. We have talked about it. I mean, you know, we have brought in guys here dealing with it. It always makes me so nervous at the trade deadline because, you know, think about some of the guys we've brought in, and they don't hit like they did where they were before. Xander Bogaerts is a great example. You know, Adam Frazier, you know, the list goes on and on. Luis Arraez to some extent. Who is the perfect person for Petco Park?
If you want a perfect person, a plug-and-play player, someone whose intrinsic abilities are going to play up in Petco Park, you want someone like Kyle Higashioka. He has a knack. It's just the way that his swing path is for lofting fly balls down the line. And in Petco, those are home runs. You hit it to the power alleys, you hit it to center. Petco has pretty powerful fly ball suppression. And that's, you know, that's driven by atmospheric, some combination of the prevailing wind pattern, the density of the air. But down the lines, it's fairly short porches. And when you get players who just their intrinsic ability is to just loft fly balls right down the line, which is Higashioka has always been his whole career, one of the best in Major League Baseball at that, doesn't have great bat speed, is not going to hit a 450-foot home run, but you don't have to down the line. And that's why he put up a ridiculous home run percentage last year. You want players like that if you want a plug-and-play player.
Yeah.
The challenge is if you don't have that knack, if you don't naturally hit the ball that way, you can run into a lot of trouble trying to, you know, brute force your mechanics to get to those outcomes. That kind of change can come with a ton of extra pop-ups, extra strikeouts, a lot of hard hit balls that are foul because you're so pull heavy. So if you've got that knack, great. It's not as clear that you can just, you know, coach players that do not have that natural tendency. Oh, you know, just loft it over the left field wall. What are you doing? It's not that simple.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Listening to you talk, Dylan, I feel like there's at least a version of Luis Arraez who's also like an ideal Petco Park player. Like the one that we saw get ahead 2-0 the other night and then hunt a pitch that he could pull down toward the short porch in right field and hit for a home run. And when he doesn't do that, then yeah, use the big outfield and just get your singles and get your singles and get on base. Is he potentially still a good fit here for the Padres?
There's some things about the park that are not a good fit for him. So outfielders do tend to play closer Petco down the lines because of the shorter porches there. And that does mean that these line drives that he will hit, you know, right over third base, right over shortstop, if they're a degree or two higher in launch angle, that might just go right into the glove of the fielder there. I think the bigger issue with Arraez is he's had a measurable decrease in the quality and consistency of his contact for about a year. Kind of speculated that that's because he tore the stabilizing ligament in his left hand, you know, the ligament that keeps the bat from moving within your grip as it makes contact with the ball. He's still been a pretty good hitter, but you see that, I mean, he's the perfect example of there's a short enough porch that even he can take, in the right situation, a three true outcomes approach, just lock in on a pitch. If he gets the pitch right where he's expecting it, he can drive it over the wall, and a no doubter
was,
you know,
yeah,
before his swing was over, he knew that was gone. He knew he had executed. And that's not something that's been a big part of his game. But, you know, what comes to my mind is if for any reason there really is something that's still affecting him, keeping him from getting to that most consistent quality of contact in baseball that he had for his first 5 years in the league, maybe adopt some of the more common tricks of the trade, work a count, look for a pitch exactly where you want it and try to drive. That's never been his, you know, success formula because it's never had to be. But I mean, what a moment that was. That was so timely. That's about as timely and as situational of hitting as, you know, you can possibly draw up, even though that's not typically what we're talking about when we say situational hitting.
That's such great breakdown. Talking to Dylan Letters to AJ on Twitter. Can you break down for us what are you seeing with Jackson Merrill? Obviously, we know he chases. We know he's chasing too much and he's pressing and you can't really quantify pressing. And you can see it in his face. You can see it, you know, last night. I go, look at his face, to my wife. She goes, oh, wow. I go, yeah, there's nothing loose about that jaw right now. I mean, it is clenched. He's squeezing the sawdust out of the bat. And, you know, we got so used to him being such an elite adjuster in his rookie year, right? Now, yeah, the book's out on him, certainly, but the book on all these guys that he sees, and you know, he has not made that adjustment this year. What are you seeing from him?
So you see a slump like this, and it doesn't matter what player it is. You do have to consider whether he's still playing through some type of ailment, something that's not showing up on the injury report. But he missed a lot of time with that hamstring injury. He also had a concussion, and both of those can linger for an entire season. There's no way to know. This is something that only probably he and, you know, people internal to the team can know. But that's on the, I guess, that's on the differential diagnosis. But the other thing that I guess just as concerning is taking it back to Petco Park hitting. Petco Park hitting can really mess with your brain as a hitter. Because if you think about, so how do we improve at, you know, any task? We usually need feedback. So in most areas, you know, your failures drive your improvements because, oh, if you fail, you got to make an adjustment. Okay, keep adjusting. Okay, got to some success. Great, we're on the right path. And you keep that feedback loop coming. I do worry to some degree about the psychological effect of hitting in Petco. And just to use a topical example, the other night, Merrill hit a ball 104.5 miles an hour with a perfect launch angle, a no-doubter home run that barely made it to the warning track. And you run the risk of internalizing the failures, even if the process was good and you were on the right track. And it's so natural for us when we're failing, when the outcomes are bad, we got to change. But I think, you know, while you typically want to adapt to feedback, you need to adapt to the right feedback. Because if your process is good and you're failing for some reason other than your process, and you continue to adapt to that feedback, you're risking making maladaptive changes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And I wonder about that. We have at this point seen so many hitters come to Petco and something's just not right.
Can we change the weather in San Diego?
Let's
probably not. Talking to Dylan, letters to AJ, and you had a piece this week, actually, a Substack about the Padres' disparate records against teams with winning records above 500 and losing records. They've dominated against the bad teams. They have struggled against the quote-unquote good teams. Now, I think the obvious analysis is, well, Padres clearly aren't good enough to really be a playoff contender because they don't beat those good teams. But you kind of had a different spin on it. Explain kind of what you saw as you broke those numbers down with the Padres' results so far this season.
Yeah, I guess the two things are that baseball is the least deterministic sport of all the major sports. There's so much variance, and the teams are simply not the same night to night. You have the most heliocentric player, you know, on the field, your starting pitcher changes every night. So teams are just not monolithic. You know, it to some degree depends when did you play this team and in what part of the rotation with, you know, what version you got. Did you get the version that's a very, very hard team to beat? Or did you get a version that's, you know, if that was their lineup every night, that was their pitcher every night, they're pretty middling. So just went through start by start and saw that we caught a lot of the best teams in baseball with their best arms on the mound during their hottest streaks of the season. So I think it's in the end evened out that the starting pitchers from the winning teams that the Padres face had a cumulative season ERA of something like 3.57. But if you look at those teams' entire starting rotation battery on the season, including the pitchers that Padres never faced, a lot worse performance, you know, 3.8 ERA on the season. And, you know, the Padres are only playing these teams three games out of the year. So the offensive scuffles certainly are part of it, but that's not what's bringing down the ERA that much. We caught the best version, a lot of these best teams. And in baseball, the best teams and the worst teams aren't separated by that much. You know, the best team in baseball is going to lose 40 to 60 games every year, guaranteed. And those are usually the quote dominant teams. And you don't have anything resembling that in any other sport. In football, a 12-4 team, that would be the equivalent of the best baseball team that has ever existed. And you've got those teams almost one in every division.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Really fascinating stuff. I also wonder whether Jesse Agler gave you like 17 incorporator words to drop on us,
yeah,
like heliocentric
out,
and monolithic.
Man. It was
and
beautiful.
Just all kinds of, I mean, the thesaurus game is strong with Dylan here today.
You crushed it. The reviews in the chat are off the hook. Everyone's like, so basically what we're trying to say is we'll talk to you next week at some point. Dylan, it was fantastic. It was fantastic, man.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you, brother.
Letters to AJ.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5. With Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.